You know how they wrote, like on parchment paper a long time ago with the ink pen, you know how it mm-hmm. looks? So if we did a big L like that and put libertine and then did another L like that and put ladies under this one.
Can't you take a picture of her nipples and put that cartoon filter on it? That would be good.
Yes, one of each.
No, that would look weird. But maybe no. both sets.
Yeah, because we have such different boots.
Why?
It's our first one. We'll edit. Do you want to try it?
It ain't going nowhere.
Do you want to try it?
On me?
Why does everybody keep saying it ain't going nowhere?
They don't know.
This will take weeks to edit.
So? So what if it's 6 months?
Let me just say, that was freaking phenomenal.
Chocolate?
When do we strap you down?
Okay, so let me just say,
coconut, lemon, or strawberry?
Maybe the coconut.
The coconut?
Because the chocolate's got just regular cream icing on it.
So I have to say, the first time, first time that we fooled around double, it was kind of
It sucked.
Yeah.
Wait, that
I have to say...
What, the threesome, or...?
No, we've really never done a threesome.
Really?
No.
I thought you had.
No, I've been with another guy, but I kind of just stayed on the sidelines.
Well, then tell me about that. So that's...
Suck.
That's interesting. Wait, this is good, because I told I wanted...
Mr. B.
I told Mr. B, okay. I wonder what it would be like for him to sit on the side.
Let me just say this, okay? Maybe I expect too much. I don't know what my problem is. I just want...
Perfection.
Yeah. I just want you to fucking take control. I don't want you to wait on me to do something. I don't want you to ask permission.
What does that sound like?
I just want you to fucking do it and know what you're doing and do it right. And I feel like, you know, I'm not 20-something anymore. And I feel like that the people that I go out with who are not also 20-something anymore need to know what the fuck to do with their bodies. And I feel like that if you don't know what the fuck to do with your body that makes me feel good, then why am I with you?
But have you told them that? Because we're chatting with two guys, and when he put him in kick.
Here's my thing, and I know that I'm mean. I understand that I'm mean.
But I told him, I don't want to be taking the lead. You guys have to take the lead.
Okay, here's the thing. I've never... we've been with, what, 2 or 3 people? I've been with 2 or 3 people, right? And I feel like if I have to tell you what the fuck to do, then I don't want to waste my time with you.
We've full-swapped once, and I've watched...
But none of them were good. And I feel like...
But did you tell them you don't want to... That you want them to take control?
They think that they're taking control. But at any given time... Okay. I don't know how to describe this without... Well, no. I'm telling you. I'm being honest with you. I'm telling you that, you know...
I think you have the power to make any dick limp almost immediately.
Okay, here's
the
thing.
What the fuck?
No, I'm talking about, you know,
here's
she expects
the thing.
A lot.
I do expect a lot, but here's the thing. You know, I'll go with you right up until the final thing, and if you dare
What's
me to
the
do
final
something,
thing?
Whatever. I'll do it.
Sex? Orgasm?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, I'll do it. However you want to do it, I'll do it. But you have to take fucking control, and it irritates the shit out of me when you're all limp-assed and you're like, well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do about this? Don't fucking ask me. You should be grabbing my hair, throwing me up against the wall, and telling me what to do.
So you should come to our hotel next Saturday.
Yes, and if you can't do that, then I don't want you around me. I don't need some limp-ass piece of shit 12-year-old telling me, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Don't
but
you know?
Do you tell them that?
No, they should know that.
I can tell you, I don't think, again, a blur, but I don't think I was ever asked once what I wanted to do.
Which is
but
good.
I said that up front. I don't, I'm not in this to be making decisions. I want somebody to take the
lead. If you're not man enough to tell
she
me.
She wants somebody to be certain.
So then you need to take the lead and tell them that.
Maybe so, but you have to realize, too, that all of these have been like...
We're going to go find a single guy together. tell them. Seriously.
There you go. I need
would
you
to have a problem with that?
Parties, you know,
would you have a problem with that?
No. But here's the thing. You do not get good sex at 3 in the morning.
That's true. It was lunch.
At a Carolina Friends party, okay? When everybody's all been shit-faced.
You gotta do it beforehand.
That's the problem. Yeah. This play starts at 2 o'clock.
Then you need to get on AFF.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it sober?
Here's... I want somebody that will kind of throw me around.
We're already on there, and I've already got... You haven't even read half the people.
I said he needs to. Anyway.
Here's the thing.
All we need to do is add another person in the chat.
Why is it so hard?
Well, then it becomes a foursome. It's not a threesome at that point.
Why is it so hard to expect a man to take control of the situation?
Because of the fucking political crap going on
right
now.
Okay, this pisses me off because I feel like I should be able to... Okay, here's the thing. I feel like I should be able to throw you around and you throw me around enough to where you show me that you're boss. But if you can't fucking throw me around, then what am I doing with you?
There's a surprise in the middle.
Okay, I want to
see that. How'd you guys approach the safe sex?
It was a moot point because I brought out a condom and he said I have one.
Now, but when you went down on it, did you use a condom?
No.
Why would you?
Because there's all kinds of things that you can get.
Well, we went and had STD screens. Full panels.
You guys did?
Yeah. The biggest issue seems to be sexually transmitted. Everything else, not as easy to catch, but treatable.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very hard to catch.
So that's why I just...
Not impossible. It's not
we knew all this before we met him.
Herpes, genital warts.
Not oral. So, well... That's not true. Herpes, possibly. Very hard, oral, but we knew all that going in, because he and I had already, I don't want to suck a guy with a condom on, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not having sex with a guy without a condom on. So we knew all of that, and I think, I don't know that we chatted about it with the guy. I think at one point when he knew he was about to do something, said we play safe and brought out a condom.
And
now, did you let him manually stimulate you with bare hands, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he went down too. He went down on me.
Well, that's more of a problem if you're in a group setting where you have to,
worry about from hand to hand to hand.
Yeah, I mean,
you can transmit stuff.
Yes. There is a risk. It's not a zero risk.
I'm making a mess. I did a mess.
So you're absolutely correct. It's a non-zero risk, but I've actually done a fair amount of research on it, and it's just generally risks are low enough.
Well, and the doctor.
Let me ask you something.
We talked to the doctor.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you deal with the jealousy of seeing her with someone else? Because I'll be honest, I don't like to see him with anybody. And if somebody even looks at him, I'm like, bitch, step off.
Because I'm like the fucking catch of the year, right? I'm your catch of the year.
But you're mine.
It's still her feeling. See, I don't know how to tell you, because that's how you feel. I don't know what to tell
you. I'm not jealous at all. So
I'm jealous over every fucking thing. I don't know how to get over that.
Well, that's good to know.
I don't know what to tell you, because that's how you feel. I can't tell you how to feel. Nobody can tell
you. I know, but I don't know how to get...
You
can't. I mean, mentally, I know that I'm being ridiculous, right? Mentally, I know that I am ridiculous. But at the same time, that I want to scratch her face off when she looks at you. And
okay,
I'm like,
why?
You need to step the fuck off.
So you wanted to scratch my face off?
No, not you.
What's the difference?
Because I like you. Mm-hmm. And I know you.
But
if somebody else came
up
to you...
That's the difference, then that's the difference.
Maybe you need a...
Who cares why?
Yeah.
Maybe you need more of an FWD arrangement than a one-and-done arrangement. You need to know where...
You need a friends with benefits.
But she wants... Mm-hmm. She, on the guy side, I think you prefer a one-and-done. You don't
want to... No, I don't want anything with you.
No, he's talking about for you.
Oh, for me? Well, to be honest...
We're going to take this when you're strapped to the bed. Just so I'm going to eat it off of you.
I just, I don't know. I don't know. See, the thing is with like Sophie and some of the other guys, they still contact me, and I'm like,
because it wasn't good though.
Yeah, it wasn't good, and I'm like, I'm done with you. I'm like, I'm. You're not what
well,
I'm looking
you
for.
Said you weren't
you're
good,
not.
I'm done with you. They wouldn't contact.
Well, yeah, you gotta tell them.
But I feel bad about hurting their feelings,
you know,
because they're so.
I know exactly where you're coming from because I've had two guys that were a no go.
Yeah.
Started chatting.
On AFF?
Well, we had one from SLS and one. And even for me, it's hard to say it's not gonna work out. And I ultimately did it, but it was one of those not fun things I had to do. It's like, we talked.
How do you tell a man
see,
that's
I
like
can
in
tell
his
you
30s that
walked
you
up.
Fucking suck?
You
look,
if
he walked up at me to the next party,
yeah,
I would say, I'm sorry, you were a little too rough the last time.
But, you know, I've said this, and he's like, well, show me. And I'm like, I don't really have time to show you.
Oh, so you have told him.
I've told him, I said, you know, I think you should be more general. You know,
this wasn't a connection. Sorry.
Right. Right.
Don't say you were. Don't say you did.
It's not your job. It's not your job to make him better.
There was no connection.
Yeah.
There was no chemistry. Sorry.
I just feel so bad because I know he has a little girl.
It's your body and your mental state.
I mean, we took.
Yeah.
I mean, we went way out of the room on this. I mean, I broke several rules.
Yeah.
Well, coming to our house. That was big. We discussed that for quite a while that morning.
Freaking huge one.
Yeah.
It was. But and I know it probably doesn't hold a lot of weight, but there are the certifications. You've mentioned something about someone made fun of a woman he was with and he jumped in defending her respectfully. And
well,
so
see,
there's something to be said for certifications and
well,
stuff like that.
Are
there certifications on hand?
It's
more of a comment
exactly,
type thing.
Yeah.
So someone commented on a large woman.
Yeah.
And I didn't read it. But
well, good for him. I mean, to be honest, I mean, that would be like...
Well, and he did it in a mature way and
right.
Not, yo, you're a fucking idiot or, you know.
Yeah.
There, and then the other one was a woman was getting on the whole group of them about, well, if her husband could... you know, take care of business, you would, you know, something like that. Something along the line. He says, first off,
it's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else is like,
basically,
said something like for him, and he says, don't talk to me. To that person.
Which is great because I feel like there are a lot of people, like going to that Greensboro party, I feel like there are a lot of people that push you into circumstances and things, don't you think?
Well, just a lot of alcohol involved.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well, I think most of the people that go to these Carolina Friends parties are just...
I'm talking about the Greensboro party.
That's what I'm saying.
No, the one, the Winston-Salem party.
Oh.
I feel like, I don't know, I guarantee...
They're all the same, similar. Most people are there just to dance and have fun and kind of take a walk on the wild side and are never going to do anything.
Yeah.
There was
a
lot of pressure in that Winston-Salem party at PVC or PCP or whatever.
We went
PVC.
Once.
There's a lot of pressure with a lot of different guys in that party as far as what you're doing and who you're dancing with. And I don't know. I felt a lot of pressure in that party that I don't usually feel at Greensboro parties.
Then don't go to those.
We haven't been back.
Yeah.
We haven't either.
We went to one and we were like...
We went to one and they played Cotton Eye Joe. And
they played that too.
I'm like, are you serious?
Which
that was also the one where the guy said, don't bother getting undressed. I've already undressed you. I'm like, really, asswipe?
Okay, I have to say... Personally, I do like Cotton Eye Joe as a song, I have to say.
For threesomes and foursomes?
No, not for threesomes.
For getting down and dirty on the dance floor? No.
But I do like that song, but I would never play it on the dance floor. Let me just say that. I mean, that was like one of those songs that you play at home or in the car by yourself. You know, like, Cotton Eye Joe, Yeah, like for your kids, like something, you know, silly to play.
Mm-hmm.
never to dance to. I'm like, what
all
the
night.
Fuck?
What are you wearing on your bottom?
Underwear.
Underwear.
What kind of underwear? Describe your underwear. What color is it?
No.
Not tan?
What did I
Interestingly say? Enough, I could have told you what color they were.
Oh, Bootsy knows.
Well, I'm not the only one making
okay,
that mistake.
We are going to have name tags. Because you haven't been fucking talking.
Yeah.
I haven't been fucking drinking.
Because you haven't been fucking talking.
Listen here, Waldorf.
Is it Waldorf?
You're Waldorf. Yeah. What's your
Stafford.
Name? Stafford.
You don't even know who you are. Who the fuck are you? Who are you over there?
Statler.
Statler.
Keith Waldorf, I'm Statler.
This is so fitting. Oh my god. You know who I am? I'm the chef who goes, word, word.
I'll be Miss Piggy.
Ah, I love Miss Piggy. She's not
Carol Beaker.
Oh, I love Beaker. Right around. His old mouth is.
You be Beaker. I'll be the teacher on Charlie Brown. We'll be like, wah, 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 wah.
I love that.
Are you playing with my new glow in the dark vibrator?
Mm-hmm. I have to. Okay, let me tell you. I really like this one because. You can do it, and nobody notices because it's not really loud.
You see it.
But I thought that it would be good to do at night in the car when you're by yourself and you didn't have anything else to do.
Well, Mark's driving. We wouldn't want to put any of you at risk.
No,
she
no, no.
Put,
well, she's driving.
Purse for the trip down to,
this is for Denver. Her to use on her time.
As I said, when she's got a chauffeur.
No, I've no. This is for
driving.
Her to use while she is driving.
You've done it driving too,
mm-hmm. And this is perfect
because you were the first person I ever met that had done it driving.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me show you. Oh yeah. So put that down there in front of your PJs.
In front of my PJs. How innocent. Okay.
Gently.
Yeah. So the good thing about it is. How it moves,
mm-hmm.
Which he has an issue with.
Yeah.
Has he mastered your toy?
No.
Why? Why can't y'all get that?
Sure, I have.
I thought it was this. So this isn't even gonna work. He won't master that either.
Oh, he can. Yeah, he can. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, the big one does it the best. But I just bought that one because that was a little one for when you're driving by yourself.
That'll work.
I'm
gonna have to get one of those corded ones.
Let me just
say,
the big one, is the best.
It seems like it would be too big.
It seems like it's
more.
It seems like it would be this. That's the one.
The one that you want is.
They are fucking clueless. I don't understand.
Match one original.
Like, why are y'all so clueless?
You're talking about with these?
Yes, why are you clueless?
I can't. I even got down and dirty in the detail of just pin my clit to this side and blah, blah, blah. And he's like.
Because she'll start getting there and she moves. And.
Okay, let me.
I lose.
But yet, when your face is down there, you do fine. I don't understand.
Can I be gross with you guys for just a minute?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you the Orange is the New Black version of this, okay? And this is not the version for you, so just ignore this, but take away what you can. There's a finger in the front, a finger in the back, and then the tongue in the front. And if you do that, there's no problem. And I don't understand why... I swear to God, it is so hard. Have you ever heard the... Okay, where is my phone? Let me get the Orange is the New Black version up.
Well, you watch that, don't you?
I do.
You watch Orange is the New Black?
I do watch Orange is the New
Black. Okay, you know the girl that has all the weird hair, the stringy hair that looks like that?
The black
one? That fucks the girl that has the makeup on that's delusional about having a boyfriend?
Oh, the Hispanic woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that, right?
Yes.
So do you remember when she was talking about how to make a woman come? It's so fucking easy, and yet you guys miss it every goddamn time. I don't understand. I mean, not you particularly, because you guys do a good job. I mean, like, the man
you
that
shouldn't
you...
drink and do this. You really...
I like this part.
Okay, let me show you. Okay, let me show you. Orange is the new what?
How are you going to find it?
I'm going to find it on my phone. Are you kidding me?
Why are you putting shoes on?
Because she can't walk barefoot anywhere.
Ah.
That's why we have to land.
Good God, you have that many apps on your phone?
I don't know, but I have a lot of phone. This is my children's phone. I don't have any fucking thing on my phone except for damn real life murder mysteries, which apparently is not good.
Why?
I don't know, because I love them. I would so be a great assassin. I don't know if you know.
I think you'd be great until we got drunk.
Yes,
and then it would all go to hell.
Because I didn't think you were.
God damn it!
Names. Ah! You were all over me about y'all.
Look, there's just going to be a lot of
reasons. and it wasn't 10 seconds into the conversation.
Sorry.
Who are you taking out? I got him.
The new company is Fiber Tax.
You're
playing solitaire?
I don't know how to get off of this card game.
What are you trying to get to? The internet?
To my, yes, to Chrome.
Ooh, it's 66 degrees outside. We need to go outside.
It's 69.
It's 66 degrees and probably 100% humidity.
All right.
Okay, I don't know how to work your phone. Apps. Let's just do my phone.
Yeah. Look up Orange is the New Black, How to Have Sex.
How to Make a Woman Come?
Yeah.
Or How to
Have
Sex?
Whatever, either one.
Is that the one that's doing the pink one in the stink?
Yes. Yes. Yes!
Haven't you seen the...
But see, that doesn't work for all women.
Haven't you seen the chakra logo? That's what that's all about.
No, I haven't seen that.
Look up the chakra logo.
Commit to memory. Chakra.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You've seen it. I know you've seen it. You just probably didn't realize what it was at the moment. I mean, people have that shit on the back of their car.
Are you kidding me? No, it's the girl that has all the wavy hair.
I have no idea. What's it called?
You know.
The shocker.
What's the girl that has all the wavy hair? Yeah, you know, the one that has wavy hair that has a dark problem. That you really see it, like,
okay,
problem.
I got Pussy is Dead.
Nah.
When I googled the shocker, Orange is the New Black.
Oh, not Orange is the New Black, just the shocker.
Okay. Why don't you look it up?
Oh.
Oh.
I had the logo.
Well, we get the gist.
Here's the thing. One up the back, two up the front, a tongue in the front, and you're coming. I don't understand what the fucking problem is.
But that doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah, but it works for me.
So you just need to get that mantra when you meet someone. Two in the front, one in the back, and your tongue.
I can't play it though.
That's all I need.
A little hair pulling, a little pushing up against the wall. How is that so fucking hard?
It's the political.
I'm just like,
look,
could you just
you
be a
remember
man?
Remember when the election was
man.
Going on and someone...
I guarantee you Trump fucking pushes Melania up against the fucking
but
wall.
But listen, someone said he sexually harassed them because he pushed her up against the wall and kissed her. I'm like,
I want you to
that
fucking sexually
fuck?
Harass
I know.
Me.
It's like, what the fuck?
Harass me, you fucker.
You know, I saw something that somebody said, okay, it was from a guy. Said, we're going to follow your lead, so now you can plan all the dates. You can do the first kiss. You can do this. You can do that. It's just this whole list
of... You know what? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. But he was saying it in the sense of all of these claims of sexual harassment
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
I want you to fucking sexually harass me. That's what I want you to fucking do. And if
ready?
You can't do that at a party, then go fuck yourself.
Well, I think you got to find the right party, I guess.
I think Mr. F is right. It's By 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
You gotta do it beforehand, right?
I think that's
you're
problem.
Dead to the world.
Well,
after.
Here's what I don't understand. You know, by 2
o'clock.
I don't, because at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm just fine, and I don't fuck you up. Why can't you fuck me up? Why can't
myself.
You do what I want you to do at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? Because I can still do that. Why can't you? Because
you don't work the way you do.
Well, what do you mean?
You know,
figure it out.
Well,
that's another reason I went to...
I'm not
going to
say
that's another reason I went to AFF is that SLS wasn't getting any... I don't think that that's the same... They don't itch the same scratch the same itch.
Right.
The single guy heavy AFF has a lot of competition, and the guys out there are...
What do you want? You want a single guy and him watching?
I want somebody that knows what they're doing, that will fucking take charge and do it.
Want somebody.
You're going to have trouble with that with a couple.
I don't want a couple. Fuck her. I don't give a shit about her. I don't want the responsibility of having to deal with her and her feelings. I've already got enough shit with mine and my feelings.
But is SLS the right place, then? Because how many single guys are there?
Not
many.
I mean, there's a fair number to annoy everybody, but they're...
I'm not saying what I want is, like, easy. I just want you to be able to fucking take charge and know what you want and make me do what you want. And if you can't be man enough to make me want to do what you want, then I don't have fucking time for you. I mean, if you can't be strong enough to overcome me, then I don't have time for you. I mean, I don't mean
here's
that
a
mean.
Subtle example of that, and I think I told you this. When we were back there, I somehow got halfway off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark said, "Don't you want to scoot yourself up on the bed?" And the guy goes... It just drags me
perfect.
Across the bed.
That's
I know.
Perfect.
I'm like, okay.
Yes, that. Dude, just do it.
Yeah.
Why do I have to tell you what to fucking do? I don't want you. I don't want to have to tell you what to do.
You said the same thing
about 30
minutes
now. But I get it.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like
I think you might be in the wrong environment though.
Yeah.
It.
I want you to be the fucking man. I want you to take charge and do what you want to do without having to ask me what I want to do, and if I don't want to do
game.
It, then
what
fucking
the
do
fuck?
It. Shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna strap you down to the ball gag.
You have to catch me first.
Wait.
You have to
I
earn
have
the
this.
Right to do it.
Let's go.
Oh, wait. Let me eat the other side of this cupcake. Okay.
But that's the difference.
But see, he's not really a take charge. I mean, there's a perfect example. Don't you want to scoot up on the bed? Although I have to say, he's probably been through more than I have as I've learned that I like more control.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's having to learn to take more control.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't balked at it.
I understand that that's hard, learning to take control. But I guess for me, I'm like, you know, I'm 40-something. Fucking shut up. If you can't fucking take control of me now at 40-something, then fuck off. I mean, I don't need you. I mean, I've got enough shit as it is right now in my life.
Because you're dealing with everything in everyday life. What's that guy said in that class? That the woman is making decisions all day. She's deciding this, doing this, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't give a fuck about... You know, she
what's
doesn't want to make decisions when she gets
which
home.
Which position you want to fuck in?
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I know exactly what I want to fuck in, but if you can't tell me and make me present that, then fuck you. I don't have time for you.
What?
You're yelling at me, and I'm telling you what I feel.
You
because
he fucked up. He said your name.
I'm just tired of hearing you whine.
It's not whining.
It is whining.
You're upset because you think I'm whining. I'm trying to tell
I'm
you how I
potty.
Feel. And yet, you don't want to hear how I'm feeling. You just want to do what you've always done.
No, I've heard this time and time again.
Well, then, what does that tell you?
You have a different dynamic with the couples, though.
You do.
But most of the couples we're hanging out with, because we initially entered into, is just they're not trying to make them, that's their boundary, so there's not as much.
Right.
And we talked about where I haven't been as aggressive about it, because there's a lot of pressure on the guy to be aggressive.
And I get that. I mean, I totally get that. And I do not want your position, because I see that. I mean, I understand that you guys are under a lot of pressure to perform a certain way and do certain things. And you guys have a hard job because, you know, you have one side that's telling you to do one thing and another side that's telling you to do another thing. And there's really no winning situation for you guys. I'm just saying that for me, this is how I would like it. That's not how everybody likes it, you know.
Do you read mommy porn? Mm-hmm. You need to read mommy porn.
I read Literotica.
That's mommy porn.
Oh, read mommy porn.